before a tournament, basically him just kind of getting ready, keeping his everything sharp for the day.
Us wrestlers officials too, we work hard for our craft. If we stop working to get better, our sport's going to die. Wrestling is not a job. It's a passion. The day, Mr. Kaden, it becomes a job, I will stop doing it. If you think about it, as a wrestling official, we have to be not only ready for any illegal moves, any takedowns. I mean, you name it. There's so many components of wrestling. Thank you to the wrestling community for just being so supportive, for embracing me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast. Today, it's just me and Crosby here. We got some questions to answer from the Collins. And also, we got the man, Juan Carlos Luna, who, if you guys do not know, was a ref that actually went viral on Instagram for doing basically his like stance and motion of wrestling before the wrestling tournament. So if you want to insert that clip in here. But yeah, it was a really cool conversation.
Yeah, let's get right into that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast. Today, we are joined with a special guest today. We have Juan Carlos Luna. Thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby, Mr. Kaden. I'm a big fan. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. So for those who do not know just kind of how this whole situation came up, I was just on Instagram scrolling, and I saw Juan Carlos Luna here, and he was a ref. He's a wrestling ref. And what I can saw here, it was before a tournament, basically him just kind of getting ready, making sure, keeping his everything sharp for the day. And I kind of made a reel about this video. It kind of blew up a little bit. So thanks so much. And I would love to hear kind of your whole story with this whole situation.
First, Mr. Kaden, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to my Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Thank you for the opportunity, for the blessings. So it's I've been reffing wrestling for the past 25 years here in the Southern California. I belong to the Inland Empire wrestling officials and also the Foothill officials. So I take it very personal for me to officiate. My mindset is make sure that no one gets hurt on my mat, making sure that family members, coaches, and athletes know that when they're in my mat that they're going to feel safe, and I'm going to make sure I protect them. So every time I do a tournament, I always do my warm-up routine like anyone else. As a former wrestler myself with my cauliflower ear, nice. I always have a routine. I think we all have a routine when we wrestle. Kaden, I'm pretty sure you had a routine. Crosby, I'm pretty sure you had a routine. So I always try to visualize it. But one of the things that I'm this year, in the 25 years as a wrestling official, wrestling has grown so much that if you think about it, as a wrestling official, we have to be not only ready for any illegal moves, any takedowns. I mean, you name it. There's so many components of wrestling. I officiate other sports. I do football, track and field, and softball as well. But wrestling by far is the hardest sport to officiate. So my mindset lately this year, we've been seeing a lot of wrestling on the edge of the mat. So before I always blow at the whistle. I wouldn't let them wrestle on the edge of the mat. So I got evaluated and I was told you need to let them wrestle on the edge because these high level wrestling is happening on the edge of the mat. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, I was like, just not comfortable with it. So lately I've been mentally ready and I'm getting myself on the edge of the mat. So if you notice in the video, I'm getting right on the edge. I'm looking at the edge. I'm trying to see to call the. So mentally, I'm getting ready because I know that's going to happen. So I want to be there on the angle. So I'm looking at my 45-degree angle to see, okay, if I have a takedown, I'm going to make sure I call the takedown with the two. I want to make sure I come to the angle so I can see if there's any locking hands or any position. And I want to make sure that I get the right call. Mm. So just looking at the comments, wow, I want to say thank you to the wrestling community for just being so supportive, for embracing me. I wrote a little something. Thank you for embracing the video, for sharing in the excitement, and for being the driven force behind its success. It's the support of the wrestling community that makes moments like this so special to me and my family. I'm genuinely touched by the positive energy. Just seeing everybody being so passionate, it just feels great. Like, I never thought in a million years it would ever go viral because I had no idea anybody was recording. Mm-hmm. I just do my thing, and I do it. As you can see, I go in quick, and I move. So somebody had asked me, did you know they were recording? No idea. As wrestling officials, we know that they're always going to be recording. I had no idea there somebody was recording, but I'm really glad the LA Wrestling Club was recording.
Mm. Yeah, honestly, like looking through those comments and the story reposts, like you had all selfies with like tons of wrestlers in California. Yeah. They're all saying like, he's the best ref, honestly, the best ref I've ever had, best ref in California. What do you say to all those wrestlers?
I say thank you. I say thank you for embracing me, for making me feel genuine, for just letting me know how much you care about the sport and letting me know how much you appreciate me. One of the comments that was said was a wrestler's mention is he told me, and I don't know what, I'm pretty sure I said it, but it's just, he told me this is not even a job, it's passion. And it's true. I've always said that wrestling is not a job, it's a passion. The day, Mr. Kaden, it becomes a job, I will stop doing it. 25 years in wrestling, I have seen it all. I've wrestled some big matches. A lot of times, my master's matches are state finals matches. So I always think just a blessing to learn so much. And I always tell wrestlers and referees, any type of criticism I'll take, right? So I'm not the type of guy that's like, don't tell me anything. No, I want to get better. This year I got evaluated and they were telling me I have to work on my stalling calls, had to work on the edge of the mat, make sure I'm more crisp on that. So I'm not going to be upset after the 25-year veteran official. No, I took it in, and I was like, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better on those calls because I think at the end of the day, the wrestlers, they deserve that. If the wrestler is working hard every day to make weight, to learn their moves, coaches are too, parents are so involved, I owe that to them. I owe that to the wrestler that they can be like, yo, he is here. He's ready. Us wrestlers, officials too, we work hard for our craft. And I've always said this, if we stop working to get better, our sport's going to die. If I go in there like whatever, they're going to get hurt, Mr. Kaden. Mm-hmm. Mr. Crosby, they're going to get hurt. My matches are going to go crazy. So I have this mindset, no one gets hurt. But I also don't want to be called to the table to be for a questionable call, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a judgment call, it's a judgment call. But if it's a ruling call, I want to be there that they're not going in. So I have to tell you, in the past at least 12 years, it's very minimal if I get called to for a call. It's a questionable call. If it's like, can you just explain? Yes, we explain. But my mindset is I don't like to, how can I say this? I'm going to let the coaches fight for the wrestlers because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let them vent. I'm going to hear them out. Obviously, if they're questioning a judgment call, then we're going to warn them. We're going to ding them for sure. But a lot of them are not questioning the judgment. They're just they would like an explanation. Sure. So I've been very fortunate with my mindset, and to the community out there, thank you so much, wrestling community. To Southern California, where I'm at, Inland Empire, thank you to the IE for always being so supportive, for always showing me so much love. It's just really cool when you have all these wrestlers come in and say, Mr. Chicago 909, can I take a picture? I've never felt that. I currently teach. I'm a fifth grade teacher here in the city of Rialto Unify. Been teaching for 20 years. And Kaden, you guys ready for this, Mr. Crosby? Yeah. Next year, I'll be changing my title from Mr. to Doctor. I'll be Dr. Luna.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty crazy. Wow. Yes.
That's awesome.
And
that's
I have so to cool. tell you, I almost called it quits. I almost dropped out of my program like twice. And my mom brought me back. My mom, Olga Vargas, and my brother, Jesse Luna, they brought me back to reality. They were like, did you ever not quit? Did you quit wrestling? No, never. Did you quit making weight? No, I've always made weight. So you're going to quit now? So then I started thinking about Dan Gable. He says, in life, once you wrestle, in life, everything becomes easy because no one knows the sacrifices a wrestler does, the sacrifice, the commitment we do. And I always think of the holidays, especially if you're Hispanic, with the menudo, the champurrado, the tamales. I mean, you can't eat none of that in wrestling.
Yeah.
So I always think just wrestling community, you have been amazing. But I always say this, wrestling changed my life. I grew up without a father, a single parent household. Grew up very, very poor. Grew up in the south side of San Bernardino in the Verdugo Flats community. The Verdugo Flats community is very well known here in the IE, south side Verdugo. And I have to tell you, that community has made me. I would go running at night, kind of scared too, to make weight in my community. And people were like, wow, you're crazy. I'm like, I got to make weight. Got to make weight. So thank you again.
Wow. You know, someone who takes, you know, their craft so personal, and especially you just kind of through your whole life, you know, through those challenges and you kind of on your way, you know, getting your doctorate, as you said there, it's super, super cool. So it's really awesome to hear your story.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. And you said, so you were getting evaluated as a ref, right?
Yes. We always,
what all goes into that? Like, is just people in organizations just like watch you ref for a day?
We have mentors in our organizations, and I believe in life we should all have mentors for anything that we do. As teachers, we have I have mentees. Even as college students, we have mentors, college professors. I think it's very important. So I'm the type of guy that if you tell me something to work on, I'll work on. I'll give you a perfect example. So as I'm getting evaluated, you know, and they're saying you need to let it ride or let them continue wrestling. At first, for example, on the new moves, you guys know it in wrestling, our sport has changed. I mean, you have some moves that I've never seen before, right? And you're like, whoa, those are some high-level moves. Like, the Spado, I'll give you an example. The first time I saw the Spado was like 15 years ago. We never knew what that was. So I'm looking like at the Spado. I'm like, oh my God, they're pinned. So I have to go down there and get the pin because I had never seen the Spado. So when this evaluation comes in, they're like, we're going to evaluate you, making sure that your mechanics, right? Mechanics is a big one. Time. They're going to evaluate us on to see if our stalling calls are correctly. Stalling calls can be judgmental, obviously. Everybody's different on the stalling call. I'm always trying to get better at my stalling calls. And then they're going to be looking to see, are you too close? Are you too far away? Were you calling near fall at the right time? So one of the things that I did, I guess I was looking at it too. I was going really fast on my near fall criteria. So then I started, if you notice in the video, I kind of started going slower. I started going slower, like, okay, because I wanted to be mentally ready because I knew what I had to work on. After 25 years, and someone reached down like, you confessed that you messed up? I'm like, absolutely, because I'm not perfect. I am human. I always tell wrestlers, listen, I am not perfect. I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to mess up, and that's okay. Because, again, I try to get better. But my mentality is, let's do minimal mess ups, right? And I think the big ones I always tell everybody is illegal moves. Sometimes we catch them locking hands. It's hard to catch. So when we're looking at the sport as an official, you're thinking about it. We are refereeing for like 10 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, numerous matches, 6 minutes per match sometimes.
Yeah.
You put that in consideration as an official, mentally ready. What happens if you're not mentally ready? You had a problem at home, got in a fight with the argument, your significant other. You're going to bring that in and you're not going to be focused or ready. So then you're bringing all that in and you're not mentally ready. So I always tell everybody, coaches, we're going to have a great day because mentally I'm ready. And then physically ready too. We have to be physically ready. Like yeah. We need to be agile. We need to move. Sometimes we're not agile or if we're not that agile, we're having issues. But if we're agile, we're moving, we're going to be there for the right call.
Wow. Wow. Absolutely. That's really cool to hear. What do you think are the top three traits of like a wrestling referee, or how can someone kind of go through that process of becoming a wrestling ref?
I think the number one is going to be obviously looking at your rule book and your mechanics. Mechanics, number one. So somebody asked me the other day, do you practice mechanics? Absolutely. I'm in the restroom and I'm looking at the mirror and I'm just like mimicking, boom. And I'm looking to see how crisp I look and how excited it is. So yeah. I always think when that scenario happens, I'm always trying to make sure that I'm looking great because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, someone's always evaluating it, no matter what, parents, coaches, referees, to see how you look. I think the second one is going to be how you look as a referee. Like, are you tucked in? Are you looking great? Are you looking sharp? Is your shirt dirty, not dirty? Because you got to look the part. And the number three one I'm going to look at is going to be – excuse me on that.
Okay.
Sorry for that. And then the number three one that I look at is going to be to see how close I am or how far I am from the whole ordeal.
Okay. I got one kind of big question for you. What do you think about wrestling celebrations? And we've seen a lot of other kind of viral clips of like refs kind of like blowing the duels. If a wrestler kind of celebrates too much and they take away a team point, what are your kind of thoughts on wrestling celebrations and how you would judge that?
So I think there comes a time and a place to celebrate. Obviously, sometimes we're seeing our wrestlers celebrating to a point where you're looking at it like, are they celebrating to make fun of another wrestler? If not, I do apologize for this, by the way. I didn't know this was happening. If not, I'm gonna be very bluntly and saying, in my judgment, are they being rude, disrespectful? What are they doing? That's what I'm gonna be looking at.
Yeah, I think that kind of concludes it. If you have kind of any closing remarks, anything else you'd like to say for the podcast?
I just want to say, let's continue to celebrate and share the love for wrestling and look forward to other moments and connections. And I just want to say to the wrestling community that I adore you. I love you. Thank you for always being so good to me. And I want to give a shout out to the Southern section. Today we have Boys Masters. Tomorrow we have the Girls Masters. tomorrow, be officiating Girls Masters tomorrow. To be considered a Girls Masters official to me is an honor, and I'm just super excited. And I just want to say thank you to the wrestling community, to the coaches, to the fans for always showing so much love and appreciation and respect towards me. I appreciate you. We will continue to work hard for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Juan. It's been a pleasure. We'll keep in contact for sure.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
Awesome. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so overall,
we did that like 3 days ago, FYI.
Yeah, we did do that 3 days ago. Now we got a big week coming up. We have our last wrestling duel ourselves. Crosby's not wrestling, but I'm wrestling in it. And
how do you know?
What weight are you going?
I'm wrestling off Chase for 97.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Nick said so.
Oh, really?
He saw me bitching on him, just like absolutely destroying him the other day. He's like, I know we just pulled his red shirt, but like, you want to come back? And I was like, yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
It was literally right after practice. I thought you were right there.
No, that's all right. But it'd be nice to get back on the win column. So we had a very tough week of practice. So now we're kind of lowering it down a little bit, kind of sharpening our skills. And I think we're going to be all ready, prepared for Mankato.
Dude, I think we had close, in 4 days of practice, we had close to like 9 hours of practice.
Yeah, we did. We did, didn't we? There was, Troy Steiner came in, showed a bunch of technique. That practice went very, very long, but actually some good stuff, some stuff that'll help me basically just when I have my hands on the guy basically for hand fighting. Like, I have to have a reason for doing so because there's no point just having hands hang, because odds are when guys have their hands hanging on me, that's when I hit my slide-bys, that's when I hit the posts and whatever not. So, I mean, I think it's just me too, just opening up the hand fight and having a purpose for everything I do. I think that was my most valuable thing off of that practice.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
He did show some, I liked his leg ride defense. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So me and Ben kind of got the leg ride defense down immediately.
Right.
Because we're both solid on bottom.
Sure. Yeah, no one can, I don't think you've been held down this year.
No. It's bad. You're bad. And, something funny.
Crosby gets rode out.
The only time I've gotten rode out was the wrestle off with Brody.
Okay, true. Like, I guess if you're not counting matches, you get pinned, but keep going.
How does that count as a ride out?
Keep going.
I feel like that was like,
I just tried to do a jab and it didn't work.
Missed. That one didn't
really
make sense.
Like, I jabbed and I didn't even hit
it. It didn't really make sense, no. But anyway, we were doing the leg right defense and we got it down so quick, we just started doing live goes on our own just to get a real feel down. And wow, was I kicking the shit out of Ben.
Really?
Holy crap.
Wow. I'm impressed.
It was like, yeah.
I mean,
like, it was literally like Troy Steiner, the Minnesota RTC coach, had to come over and like tap me on the shoulder. He's like, all right, let him up.
But this is a guy who's getting beat by our 33.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we expect it, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You just don't expect it to be that bad.
Sure. Like,
you expect him to get beat, but.
I agree. Yeah. Also, I mean, I'm just going to pass that because whatever. I can't wait to get into these questions, but I actually got some new cauliflower combat gear on. Got the white and black windbreaker. I actually like this one a lot. Got some new pants, so be nice and comfy for the year.
No, that looks good, but you know what looks better?
Tell me. Crosby, tell me.
The new Cauliflower Clash of Combat merchandise. That'll be coming to you soon.
And it's not even going to be that. It's going to be 10 times better than that, and it's not in black.
Yeah, this isn't even like, because it's going to be embroidered.
Right.
Embroidered. You say embroidered, not embroidered. Do you know that? I didn't know that until we started this whole thing. I always thought it was embroidered.
All right, big guy. Embroidered. Yeah, embroidered. I've never heard embroidered, bro.
I've been saying embroidered this whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's embroidered and
yeah, really, yeah, really high quality stuff. I think that should be in this week, to be honest. So you'll be actually seeing that next podcast. So super hyped, but yeah, can't wait.
Cauliflower, come back here.
Code Clash
for 10% off your entire purchase.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into these questions, huh?
Hey, what's up, Kaden? I just had a question on which martial art do you think is a better self-defense? Do you think wrestling is a better self-defense or jiu-jitsu is a better self-defense? Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. God bless.
Man, well, straight up, I mean, jiu-jitsu, yes, because you, okay, both are right, right? Wrestling and jiu-jitsu, if you do one of them, you're both right. But which one is more? I think if you're looking to really... If you're looking to like tap a guy out or like choke a guy out, of course jiu-jitsu and get into submissions. But how often are you just in a street fight and you're just going to be like boot scoot towards him to try to bring him down to your lap? Odds are when a guy's kicking you. I think wrestling, because wrestling brings the hand fight, they bring control, takedowns, strength. I think jiu-jitsu is more technical based on for the mat, which makes complete sense. But to be honest, like in a real life situation, like a fight situation, I'm betting on my wrestling.
No, yeah, wrestling completely would control a fight situation because it's like a control sport damn near. You're controlling the other guy. Right. You're putting him in positions you want him to be in.
It's just not officially like sealing the deal of knocking him out. But if I got a guy in an arm bar and like if I have my arm across his neck too, like it's not like he's getting out of there. So
I put a guy in an arm bar. He's got a buddy that's going to freaking face stomp you.
Yeah. Well, if it's just one guy, but. Okay, yeah.
You're at a bar, dude. You're going to put a dude in an arm bar? And
yeah,
you think nobody's just going to turn around?
I'm always at bars, so I put people in arm bars every day damn near.
You know what I'm saying.
You got what I'm saying. Next question.
Hey, this is Eben from Wasilla, Alaska. I roll for the Mid-Valley Wolves, and I was wondering if you think doubles or singles work better.
Do it, the Wolves.
What you know about them? Dogs?
Are Wolves dogs?
Yeah. They're just dogger dogs, I guess. But I gotta lock it. I gotta dial in. I think single legs.
Are you kidding me?
Single legs are easier to get to than a double leg. You know why? Getting to a double leg, you have to grab both legs. But if a guy is in a staggered stance, it is much easier to hit one leg than it is two. But, of course, one leg, people can scramble off of that. Of course, if I got a guy in a double and my hands are locked, it's game over. I'd rather have that situation any day of the week. But what's easier to get to, that's a single leg. But I guess it really differs on the guy's defense, too. So.
No, I agree. I was just stuck. What? I was just stuck on, disagree with me. I was just stuck on the part when you said wolves are just dogger dogs.
They are. Dogs got like they got more dog in them.
Well, wait. But if you shoot a double leg, you can shoot the double leg, and then you can grab a single leg.
Oh, so it's really just a single leg.
But you
proved me right, bro.
My name is Kanan. I am from Kentucky, and I wrestled for 3 years. I just wanted to ask if you had any offers to. Like, what were all your offers to college mm-hmm. when you got out of high school?
You go first, big dog.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. They're stacking up. The Army.
Yep.
The Marine Corps.
Yep.
The
West Point.
That's the Army, isn't it?
No.
What's West Point?
It's its own thing.
Isn't that the Army?
I think it's, like, the hardest. Ben, what is it?
Isn't the West Point the Army? What? Isn't West Point Army? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that.
Yeah. The Navy, the Air Force. Yeah.
No, Crosby.
They're stacking up.
Offers in wrestling, let's kind of define this because, like, I think, wait, what were we laughing at the other day where some guy says, oh, the submission form for the wrestling audit? He says, I have a couple offers. I have two offers.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, offer to what? It's like basically a coach saying like, yeah, we would love to have you on the wrestling team. That doesn't necessarily mean they're even going to give you money. So if you're distinguishing, are you getting offered a scholarship? Are you getting offered a full ride? There's really like no necessarily full rides in wrestling, especially if you're like off the bat, like D2 or something. Like there's no scholarships in D3, but.
Well, I can confirm that there is full rides in D2.
Wait, what do you mean? How do you can confirm?
Well, I don't think Nick would want me to say this on the pod, but
sure.
All the money that they're giving me.
Dude, you're lying. Because this is someone who's actually trying to like listen and
no.
get messed up by you.
No, there's 100%. What?
Because you're not getting offered by West Point.
Oh, no. Like, I didn't get any offers unless, like, I got, like, letters from Platteville and, like, random places.
Yeah, I think we always would get letters
from, offer like, is, like, when you freaking go to, you get an official visit and they're like, we'll give you X amount of money to come wrestle here.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page.
I've got, yeah, right. So I've had one.
And you know what's crazy, though, is that. What is it? We don't need to talk about this right now.
Ben, just call in next time.
Where was I?
We're talking about meat in the freezer.
No, before that.
Offer. What is an actual offer?
Oh, yeah. You have to get offered money. Otherwise, it's not an offer. Like, even your offer, you freaking offered to wrestle for them, and then they're like, here's some money if you continue on this path.
Yes. True. So I didn't have an offer. Is that what you want to hear?
What? No.
Oh.
Jeez. Yeah, not everything's an argument, Caden. Well, holy crap.
You said it.
Take a chill pill, bro. Oh, one thing I did want to say. Did you watch Henry Cejudo fight this weekend?
No.
Of course you didn't. Anyway, that dude got like
manhandled.
Yes. Did you see the videos?
Yeah.
He got picked up, walked across the cage, and slammed down in front of Mark Zuckerberg.
He has to. I mean, he's got to retire.
He said he's retiring.
Oh, like that was it.
He said if he loses that fight, he's retiring. Think about like.
Wasn't he already retired and he came back?
Yeah. So think about like how much he just destroyed his legacy.
Wow.
And I was just, the only reason I brought this up because I was thinking one of our first clips of the podcast ever was you asking who you want to, who's like your dream guest. And I said Cejudo.
And then does that drop on the rankings?
I mean, yeah.
Really? It does? It doesn't distinguish. Dude,
in that clip, I said, because I went and watched it back, I said in the clip, Cejudo, he's a two division champ. Blah, blah, blah. He defended both belts, and now he's coming back. And now he came back, lost two fights in a row, just got destroyed, picked up and slammed by a dude that's never even, I don't know if he's even competed in wrestling. Mm. So, like, do we, as a country, take away Cejudo's Olympic gold medal in 2008?
Shut up. No, we don't. Bro, come on. I think it's just a whole different ballgame. Think about it. Do we take away your state medal in wrestling because what you're doing at like
damn beard? Damn
no, beard, that's why it's the past. Like literally, the past does not matter. It's only about the present. So right. It's like it's his not. It wasn't his time. Like his
so
time
he's just
past.
He's just Cena.
Wow, he's just Cejudo. Yeah.
Well. Well, C, we'd love you. We'd love to have you on the pod, C. Single C. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
Back no to offers. Questions.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, I love your videos. I watch them every day. And,
let's go.
Yeah, I keep making good contact. And I just want to know, how do I escape a bottom light cradle? Ooh. And are you going to put your wife in any more videos?
Oh, my wife. I don't have a wife, but I have a girlfriend. So, but yeah, I think we do have to make another stuff like or what was I going to say? Teaching girlfriend how to wrestle. But honestly, I had this idea putting Kelsey in an open college tournament and just seeing what happens. I know she'll never do it, but like there's that little possibility of like, dude, like, cause I was at sectionals yesterday, and they had girls wrestling sectionals too, alongside like the guys. Like, of course, it's girls wrestling girls, and I'm like, Kelsey, you are like, you would be way better than these girls, especially like at their age. I was like, Kelsey, you have like way better technique, I think, and just form off of the videos that we've only filmed doing wrestling. That like, I think she could be a freaking killer on the mat. But nonetheless, back to what he was saying, how do you escape a bottom lane cradle? I think it's just not getting there in the first place.
Well, you
place.
Have plenty of experience, so how about you start?
Well, usually I get pinned, but I think the best thing is to not have your knee close to your head. It always has to be an extended line. Like, pretend there's like a wire, right? It's just like a wire of iron that cannot be bent, right? A wire of bedrock, like from Minecraft. It just can't be broke. And that this wire is connected from your knee to your head, and it can't go past a certain way. It's like, no way my knee's getting this close, like if I'm trying to like get a sit out or whatever. So it's kind of thinking about just gaps, just creating bigger gaps.
Yeah, I actually have a funny story.
Tell me.
In high school, I think it was Aiden Orth and Caden Rummel before a duel were asking me, how do you escape a cradle? And it was like their first year wrestling, and I'm in my head, I'm thinking like, just don't get cradled, mm-hmm. right? But they're going to get cradled.
Yeah.
So I was just like thinking, I was like, how do you get out of a cradle? But they are asking me. So in the moment I said, okay, cross your feet together
and kick. That's true.
And that I'm pretty sure that day at the tournament,
they've done it.
They got pinned trying to do it.
Of course, because you flatten your back because you're not thinking about it. Honestly, you just got to grab the hands too. If you are in a cradle, you grab the fingers and just rip them. That's it.
But yeah, that shit was funny.
That is good. That's good stuff.
Is it possible to make it to college with only 2 years of experience? It's my junior year. I just started wrestling. I've kind of always looked at it as something I do my whole life. Never really got into it. Just started to get into it. Really liked it. I had a really good season. Took third overall at my conference. And I just kind of want to know if there's any future for me.
I think he's done. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're fucked.
No. Of course. There's
Didn't we just talk about this? What did Max Askren say?
Yeah, that there were some guys that in college who'd never wrestled before that were in like a Division I room, just learning wrestling. So yes, absolutely, there is a future, especially if like you're doing good. Of course, it doesn't necessarily matter when you start. It's just what drives you and how far are you willing to, I guess, push yourself in that moment. Like, are you gonna go DM that coach? Are you gonna email them? Are you gonna make sure you get on visits and stuff? Because at the end of the day, if your wrestling speaks for itself, all coaches want that good energy, so.
Didn't Jordan Burroughs start in like 8th grade or some shit?
No, he started very young.
Really?
His dad would bring him to tournaments and he'd walk him around all the trophies and being like, see, these are the trophies. If you win, you get that one. I wish they did that for college.
I'd have beat him.
This is Timmy Tim Tim Tim's brother, Bobby Bob 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 Tim. I was just letting you know, kidding. But your toes were out for a lot of the podcast the other day. Just letting you know, man. And then, Crosby, you're like super duper cool. And the best wrestler ever.
I'm glad Timmy Tim Tim's brother Bobby Bob Bob called in for that. And yeah, that's why I'm wearing socks today. I kind of figured that was going to be a topic of discussion, but good job, buddy. Best wrestler in the world for Bobby Bob.
Yeah, I've been known that.
Love those types of call-ins.
Hi, my name's Liam. I'm from Ohio, and I've been wrestling for about 2 years now. I'm a freshman in high school. Right off the bat, I started, I love the sport, and I practice all in the off season, and I got pretty good, and I'm wrestling varsity now. And I wanted to know, just throughout your years in high school, where you saw like the most improvement, like would it be your sophomore, your senior year, where you just saw the biggest jumps, and what you did to go, what you did to get there. So yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I had a year where I necessarily just jumped levels. Because, I mean, thinking about it at just a record standpoint, like, maybe I went from, like, 6 losses to 4 losses to 2 losses to 1 loss. So it was, like, nothing crazy, but there was no necessarily a big jump because I've been wrestling for so long. I think I already just – I had the technique and everything. I just need to add it all together. But, I mean, that's a big thing, too. That's how people make the biggest jumps. If they actually know what to do – and the timing of it. So if you know exactly what move to do with what timing, like when a guy steps here, I can fake here. If he puts his leg back, if his hands come up, depending on like what his pressure is in scrambles and stuff like that, it's literally like it can be boring because people want to say like I can go run a faster mile and get a better gas tank and gas him out. But if it comes down to technique, you're gonna if you have a technical master on the mat, I mean that's all that matters. So that's the biggest thing I'd say.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd say, yeah.
What was your biggest
jump? I mean, your jump from junior to senior year was crazy. You went from not making it to stage.
Oh, true. That's a good point. So, yeah.
To taking the just cake. Barely winning. Just barely winning. You went from, think about it, you went from getting just out wrestled completely in the sectional finals.
Okay.
Then just getting embarrassed, really, in the sectional.
To a guy in jail.
Wrestle back, yep. To winning state.
Yeah, man. You're right. I was goated.
So congrats.
I was him for a little bit.
So congrats, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, Kaden, it's Jalil here. I'm from upstate New York. I love what you guys do there at Clash of Combat. I've been following you guys for a minute now. And my question was,
what are you doing?
What do you think's going on with Real Woods? I mean, he isn't, you know, looking too confident out there. And what do you guys think is going to happen with the lower weight classes at the NAA's championships? especially at the 125 spot, who do you think takes that? And my last question being, who do you think is going to take the heavyweight championship this year? Does Kirkley secure that, or what do you guys think?
Yeah, so at the NWAs, I
think... Yeah, Kirk Vlett is definitely winning. I don't think there's anyone to stop him.
Unless Jason Guadarrama signs a one-day contract with really any Big Ten team.
Yeah, good point. I mean, what are the odds Gable comes back?
No, he can't.
He can't?
Unless he's in school right now. 125. I don't really want Matt Ramos to win.
Really? Why? Because it's just too predictable.
Yeah.
He probably won't. it's going to be someone. And we can say someone. I can say it'll be Matt Ramos and it won't be. And we can say someone else and it can't.
Who do you want to win? Who are you cheering for to win?
I don't know somebody. Anyone on a personal say level. Somebody. I don't like. Okay, it's crazy too because a lot of the college guys, I guess more on a personal level because we've actually met them. But at 125 this year, we haven't met. Wait, other than Braden Davis, actually. I'll root for Braden Davis.
We didn't meet him.
Have. When he was at Finley and then I posted the video and he goes, yo, thanks for sharing that, man.
That don't mean you met him, though.
Okay, but I at least have engagement with him.
So y'all are boys, is what you're saying.
No. But I mean, it'd be crazy to be see him take the cake as a freshman.
Ben's like, look at this guy. To who? Oh,
see, that doesn't matter because it's not the Natties.
No, I forgot about that. Did you see, what was the score of Penn State Nebraska? Did you watch it?
No. Oh. When was it? Today?
No, figured.
Yeah, it was
figured.
Just now. Figured. As I'm trying to do my homework right after practice,
figured.
Bro.
Figured. It was earlier today. It's at 3.
All right.
I watched it during practice.
Oh, during, yeah.
Nagao didn't wrestle. Penn State won by 9.
What? Who won? Wait, they won by what?
Penn State won by 19 points.
Oh.
But they would have won by a lot more had Nagao wrestled.
Really? Why is that?
Because Nagao would have won versus? And scored, hopefully, bonus. They face
Nebraska?
Nebraska, the number 4 team in the freaking country,
some,
dude.
Yeah, they got some hammers. I know that.
Like who?
Brock Hardy.
Yeah.
Ridge Lovett.
Ah, chill on that. He had one lucky win this year, and all of a sudden he's number 1.
This is Crosby. Oh my gosh! Shout out Clash Rankings, huh? How do I got this freaking dude? I cut myself like at practice with my own fingernail when I was wrestling Corrigan on Friday. Like we were wrestling, and he was like hand fighting me, and somehow my nail sliced my eye.
Mm.
So sometimes I wipe mine, and it's like holy cow, that freaking hurts. So yeah.
I think Steve Alpulin is taking home 125. I think 133. Oh, Vito Arujao I don't really want Crookham to win.
Why?
Like, I don't, like, it's weird. Because I see these guys, like, I don't know anything about Crookham, but I see a singlet. I see the color of his school, and it's like, yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's, like, you should not.
That's the
win.
Only thing why I don't like Lehigh. I think I'd be a bigger fan of Lehigh if they had different colors.
I agree.
It's like Southwest Minnesota State colors. It's like.
Yeah. So I'm going to cheer against him just because singlet color. Ugh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm hoping for a veto fix final.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who we cheer for because we can't necessarily influence them to do whatever. So.
Yeah.
It's not like it.
41.
He said Real Woods didn't have confidence this year, but I
disagree. He was sick. He was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, was he?
He was sick.
I think it's just people got to understand how good wrestlers are.
They got to understand that he was sick.
Oh, okay.
And he was still recovering during the Bartlett match, bro.
Okay.
That's a hard match. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've had lots of one and two battles.
No, wait, what?
How would you know it's a hard match? Hard match for who?
Both of them. Like, it's a hard match for me to pick who I want to win.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Jeez. What's up your butt today? Holy crow. Jeez. Sorry, I'm not ranked number two in the country. Like, jeez. Three?
I think
you went down.
One. Well, on. Yeah.
Pussy. All right. Anyway. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
No, it don't matter because seeds are for the birds.
Then why'd you just tell me?
Because you were wrong. So I corrected you.
Why are you looking at the rankings?
Because I want to see what happened.
You shouldn't care.
You're right.
The seeds are for the birds. 49 Gomez, still rocking with him. He's going to throw Lovett on his head. Anyway, next question.
Oh. Hello. My name is Roberto Martinez. I'm from California. And my question was, I was just wondering if you were going to be doing any type of videos of, like, reacting to, like, high school matches. I think I remember seeing some on your channel. I can't recall how long ago it was, but I believe you were, like, doing reactions to some, like, videos some of the viewers sent in through your email, I believe so. I was
wrestling review.
You're going to bring that back again.
Yeah, I would love to do wrestling review. It's literally that I have so much going on, and I, like, cannot make another episode.
Not that much going on.
This guy. Yes. Yes. The short answer is yes. And we've put on the Clash of Combat, too, like, this whole wrestling audit idea. That would be absolutely insane. But, yeah, of course, bring wrestling review back. I think definitely more in the summer I'll have, like, more time to do that. But, again, I think I might just stock up on videos where I just make them. I just don't publish them, basically, because – wrestling doesn't really do good in the summer for engagement wise. So, but I mean, we'll see. At the end of the day, I'll do whatever. But wrestling reviews will be back, of course.
Yeah, I probably won't be doing any wrestling reviews on my channel. Yeah.
What's up, Kaden and Crosby? My name is Xavier. I live in New York. This is my first year wrestling, and I love watching your guys' videos. My question is, what tips do you guys have for first year wrestlers and how they could get better at wrestling? Thank you.
What's you thinking?
I think you just got to show up and wrestle, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying this a little bit now, and everyone's looking for tips, right? Just for people to just share their advice. At the end of the day, there's not necessarily a secret pill that someone can take and being like, you know everything now. It's literally the more mat time you get, the more quality mat time you get, of course, the better wrestler you're going to be. So if you can wrestle in the summer, I think that's the biggest thing that made me jump levels as kind of a youth wrestler is honestly, if you wrestle year round, even if you're going in once a week to do a summer practice, because wrestling season is a short season in the fall, winter. But if you can continue that in the summer and just be constantly training, because there's nothing like wrestling shape. And if you're always kind of in that shape, it's like the best thing for your body. If you guys are like always moving, wrestlers can do flips, flexible, strong. The biggest thing is make sure like you're lifting or at the very least doing like push-ups and doing, of course, a little bit of running. But just thinking about also just the mindset, I'd say, is
think about what your opponent is doing. Like, who's this at the top of the level for you? Like, who's that middle school champ? Who's that high school state champ? And what are they doing right now? And think, are they doing push-ups right now while I'm watching TV during commercials? Like, I don't know. But that's something I did. I was like watching TV, and every time a commercial was come on, I would just bang out push-ups. So just kind of always thinking, what would that top guy be doing? And I got to outwork him.
Yeah. I mean, I think you've answered that question on every single call-in podcast so far.
Yeah. Yep.
Good work.
Oh. My name is Peyton Cornett. I am a junior at Kearns High School. And, you know, I just want to know what it's like to be a college wrestler and how the experience is different from high school and, you know, what it's like as far as tournaments and duels wise.
I'll tell you what it's like.
Tell me.
You're a college wrestler, man. I was going to make a joke, but...
Finish the joke.
No.
No, finish the joke.
No, it's not funny. It would be funny, like, off the pod, but, like...
Just say it, then delete
it. Just ain't the vibe.
Just say it, and then Tay will take it off.
No, because it might have not even been funny off the pod, now that I'm thinking about it.
Just say it.
No, okay. Just,
you have to say it.
It's... Wrestling's just, man, college wrestling's... It's a full-time job, right? That's what we call it. So it's a full-time job.
Three full-time jobs.
Caden... Okay, bro. Okay. See this? See this? Let's get off of it, all right?
Oh, four?
So, yeah, it's fun, man. It's this, like,
basically college wrestling. It's not necessarily just wrestling anymore. You're in college, you're away from your family, everything is different, and you have a brotherhood of teammates. It's way more direct than just a high school wrestling team. So, like, these guys you're gonna see literally every day. And like, we eat at, like, every meal together, basically.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, because we can't eat.
Because you're always in your fucking room.
Yeah, because I'm working. But
can't have a nice family dinner in this apartment anymore.
Who's cooking?
Me and Ben.
What are you cooking? Hot Cheetos.
I actually just found out that if you take meat out of the fridge and unthaw it, you're not supposed to put it back into the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just found that out. The hard way, some would say.
You learned by the meat expert himself.
Who?
Ben.
If you're still listening, comment if you put lunch meat in your freezer.
Like a couple of things of salami? Like,
come on. I'm not saying is it allowed. I'm saying do you do it?
Yeah, so don't go bad.
Okay. And it wasn't a big deal until Ben fucking blew up on me. All of a sudden on Fortnite, he's muting everybody. All right.
Wait. Dude, I gotta do some homework, and I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
Okay, last question. Actually.
Hey, what's up, Clash of Combat? Hey. This is Elliot. I wrestle in, I guess, like Marietta, Georgia.
Nice.
Right outside Atlanta.
Hell yeah.
The South is getting more and more competitive, and I'm able to compare that. Just because I grew up in the Midwest, in Indiana, I wrestled in Illinois, I wrestled in Ohio, Michigan, all the Midwest states, and it's super competitive up there. But down here, when I first moved about like 6 years ago, it was kind of easy, like a cakewalk. And then over time, it's gotten harder. And so I guess I'm just wondering, is that a little bit of my, is it me slowing down on training, or is it just the sport growing and becoming more widely known in the South. So, yeah.
Did you say what state?
Georgia.
Oh.
Here's the thing, man. Georgia sucks at wrestling.
That's crazy.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know anything about Georgia. But if you're losing matches, just and you, if you even think you're not training enough, you're probably not training enough.
Right. That's true.
Like, if you're even questioning it,
yeah,
probably
that
not.
Is a good point. I like, of course, I think wrestling is getting better everywhere. Just because, think about the first wrestlers ever; they probably sucked. They probably wouldn't even make a lineup. No, they sucked.
So think about it. Of course, every single generation will get better at wrestling because new things are made and people start younger because they have all these more opportunities. So yes, I think overall wrestling is getting better.
Yes. But
of course, like Crosby said, if you are kind of questioning it, like that you're falling behind, it's like, look at your training regimen, look at your partners, look at your coaches. It's like, are you doing exactly what you should be doing, or are you just trying to take the easy way out and trying to be at a cakewalk and basically just be eating your cake every night? Shout out to French silk pie that I had last night and this morning. But
you do eat cake every night. My cake. No, okay, actually though, I had this thought my freshman year of high school. Like you brought up like questioning, and I was thinking like my training partners. I have nobody to push me.
As I pin Crosby every practice, 20 pounds heavier than me, kick his ass.
My freshman year? Yeah. I wrestled 132.
Oh, that's when I really just busted you a new one.
For anybody who doesn't know, I'm a three-time Waldo's Warriors tournament champion.
Hold on. Fucking Waldo's in the back of my car right now.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, my grandpa said Waldo needs a new home.
Oh, because Carter's done. I guess he's not done yet, but...
No one used him to begin with over there.
So you're throwing him in the room?
Freaking bringing him right here on the pod.
Should we travel everywhere with him?
he's all back.
Dude, I can't wait if we go to Nationals so we can do like the shit that... that Nina drama chick does with fighters, but with wrestlers. Like, rate your wrestling on a scale of 1 to 10.
10.
Okay, cool. Now rate that. What's this person?
Tate Murdy? Yeah.
Let's 1 to 10. What's Tate Murdy?
9.
Oh, wait. No, I messed it up.
Yeah. It's
wait,
like,
what's Tate Murdy rate? Whatever. 1 to 10.
1.
Whoa. Okay, what would you rate yourself 1 to 10?
12.
Do you think others would agree?
Yes.
And then you move on to the next person.
Yeah, we get it. But that's the thing, too. Yeah, no, you're right. There's so many things. But, yeah, we'll see if that comes through. We'll see if we can get some media passes once we have a conversation about who's coming down.
Yeah.
Hey, end out with Rara then. Shout out to all those guys resting at state. This is what you trained for, hours upon hours. Go get what's yours.
I came back now, getting all this guap. I don't think about the past now. Paper so long, I might fuck around and cash out.
Everyone on my side, now I got a bag, and I tell her say goodbye.
Yeah, I'm in my zone, yeah, they ask me how I do.